The rough birth of Russia's first constitution in 1993 and the lingering animosity toward the president by parliamentarians doomed the chances for the legislative and executive branches to govern effectively. In fact, Yeltsin ruled more and more by decree, particularly on economic matters, ignoring the parliament whenever possible. For all that he had done to free the Russian people, he did little to transfer his personal standing and authority into the institution of the presidency. His rule became self-centered and erratic. The first president of a country sets the tone for how future presidents will behave. Just imagine if George Washington had given in to the desire of many to make him king. Instead, he understood that the presidency had to be something more than the person who inhabits it at any one time. Nelson Mandela refused to serve a second term to show others that the office is not meant to be a personal fiefdom. Yeltsin did not see this, acting arbitrarily with increasing frequency. This prevented the young institutions of the new Russian government from gaining strength and legitimacy, as they were simply cast aside. By the election of 1996, Yeltsin's message had become undeniably populist, a direct appeal to the street, not to the democratic institutions. He criticized his own prime minister for forgetting about people living on wages and pensions. Facing a runoff after receiving only 36% of the vote, Yeltsin ordered a sweeping shakeup of his government. It was as if he divorced himself from responsibility for all that was happening to his country. The democratic opening was overshadowed, too, by Chechnya and the rise of terrorism in Russian cities. By 1994, the restive Muslim-majority republic in the country's unstable south had slipped into civil war. Following the collapse of peace negotiations in the fall, Yeltsin ordered the invasion of Chechnya by 40,000 federal ground forces. For 20 months, the war raged, with more than 5,000 Russian troops and tens of thousands of Chechens dead. The war was unpopular, but tolerated. When in 1995 the militant Chechen leader Shamil Bazayev took 1,000 people hostage in Russia proper, the government agreed to restart peace talks. Still, from that time on, Russia could add to its